Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed bag today for grain futures, corn higher, wheat higher, and soybeans lower. Corn closed a penny higher in December at 3.23¾. While beans started out the day a little bit strong, but then closed about 16 cents off the high. November down 12¾ at 9.11¾. And then wheat, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Chicago all closed higher, with Minneapolis D-sub 6, Kansas City D-sub 6, and then Chicago up 3.5. In July 2015, Kansas City wheat at $5.66, up 4¼ cents. And we are still dry here in the southern plains as this wheat harvest, crop gets planted. We do need some rain to get that going along here, but we're moving along nicely. And then in the Midwest, it looks like they're going to be a little bit slower on the harvest this week for corn and beans as some scattered showers happen across the Midwest. Shouldn't be anything to concern anybody too much. Most yields continue to be much higher than what they were originally thought to be, which is a good sign for the producer, a bad sign for prices, and that's part of the reason why we are as low as we are across the board here for corn and corn at $3.20, and then of course beans at about $9.12.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We had a couple of reports today. The first one came out this morning from Stats Canada. All wheat production, 27.48 million tons. That's down 26.8 from last year. 26.8%. Last year we were 37.5 million tons, but really was in line with expectations of about 28 million tons. Informa Economics released their latest round of information today at 176.4 bushels per acre for corn. That puts it just under 14.4 bushels per acre. And then they had a soybean yield of 48.5 bushels per acre, or just over 4 billion bushels total. Everybody's private analysts keep coming up with just a little bit higher numbers here. Yesterday, Lean Group was almost 15 billion bushels, so at 14.9 billion. So the crop just keeps getting bigger. Of course, that's good for the producer, bad for the futures market. And I suppose that will keep happening going forward. Now, October 10th will be the next big report. That'll be next Friday. We'll have the crop production, which will be the latest USDA numbers for corn and beans. Of course, most people think they'll be higher. And it'll also have the USDA supply and demand. So both big reports 1 week from today.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle down 55 at 165.87. February down 72 and 165.55. November feeder cattle 90 higher at 240.97. January up 85 at 234.72. December lean hogs down 190 at 93.02. February down 130 at 90.65. December Kansas City wheat up 6.5 at 568. March up 5 at 568 and three quarters. December Chicago wheat up 3 at 485 and three quarters. December corn up a half at 323 and a quarter. March up a half a penny at 336 and a quarter. November soybeans down 12 and a quarter at 912 and a quarter. January down 12 and a half at 920 and a half. December cotton 62 higher at 62.47. March up 57 at 61.10. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.